transgender activist sleeve sticker at Nancy Mace's office, a trans person peed here, you survived. By Hannah Knudsen on December 9, 2024. Transgender activists are still obsessed with attacking Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, for her efforts to keep biological men out of women's restrooms. My staff has arrived to another wonderful morning in Washington, D.C. Mace said in part on Monday morning, sharing an image of a sticker left behind on her plaque. It reads, "A trans person peed here. You survived." Mace has continued to receive hate from the left for proposing a measure that would prevent biological men from using women's restrooms at the U.S. Capitol. That move comes as Delaware Rep. Elect Sarah McBride, D., a man who believes he is a woman, is set to join the House of Representatives in January. The simple bill states that a member, delegate, resident commissioner, officer, or employee of the House may not use a single-sex facility, including a restroom, changing room, or locker room, in the Capitol or House office buildings, other than those corresponding to the biological sex of such individual. She has continued to defend her position from the likes of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, who bizarrely asserted that preventing biological men from using spaces designated for women endangers women. "What Nancy Mace and what Speaker Johnson are doing are endangering all women and girls," she began. "Because if you ask them, what is your plan on how to enforce this? They won't come up with an answer." The Democrat then outlined an incredibly weird scenario, which would have meant checking women's private parts to ensure they are truly women before entering. "And what it inevitably results in are women and girls who are primed for assault because they want. Because people are going to want to check their private parts and suspecting who is trans and who is this, and who's doing what," she asserted. "People have a right to express themselves, to dress how they want and to be who they are. And if a woman doesn't look woman enough to a Republican, they want to be able to inspect her genitals to use a bathroom," Ocasio-Cortez claimed. "It's disgusting." That kind of logic has been embraced by other activists, too, as one of them told a member of Mace's staff that sex-based bathrooms are bad because people who have cancer lose hair. "I'm not going to allow biological men into women's private spaces," Mace said to the critics. "I will stand in the brink and stand in the way of anyone on the radical left who thinks that it's okay for a penis to be in a women's locker room or a bathroom or a changing room. Hell no, I'm not going to stand for it. Forcing women to share private spaces with men is not dignity and not respect," Mace later added. "I'm absolutely going to stand in the way of anyone who thinks it's okay for a man to be in our locker room and our changing rooms, in our dressing rooms and women's bathrooms." Mace has since taken her position a step further and proposed the Stop the Invasion of Women's Spaces Act, which would block biological men from using women's spaces, such as restrooms, locker rooms, and changing rooms, at all federally funded facilities.